This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Assuming the laws of physics cooperate, the Super Bowl is going to start on Sunday with the flip of a coin. I raise the possibility of doubt because the referee for the Super Bowl and the guy thus doing the toss, Cleet Blakeman is his name, is the same guy who managed to toss the coin and not have it flip at the start of overtime in the Packers-Cardinals game a couple of weeks ago. But I digress, because what we're talking about next is not the toss, but the coin itself. This being the NFL, it's not just any coin, of course, and therein lies the tale. Caleb Hannon wrote about it for Bloomberg Businessweek in a piece called "The Super Bowl Coin Toss Has a Dark Secret." Caleb, it's good to have you on.
Thanks.
Tell me, first of all, about this company that makes these coins. It's a tiny company with a piece of the biggest event in American sports, as you say.
It is. So the company's name is the Highland Mint, and they have a factory in Melbourne, Florida. It is exactly what you're picturing. There are palm trees all over the place. It's right next to a causeway. It's very beautiful. And they've been around for over 25 years, and they produce the Super Bowl flip coin, and they have for over two decades.
It's not your average coin. I mean, this thing's like, the pictures show it to be huge, and this year it's got, what does it have? It's got the Panthers on one part of the 5-0 and then the Broncos on the other, right?
Yeah, they don't have anything really to do with the design. The NFL basically tells them what to put on there. And they put it on there. And the NFL has come up with that design months in advance, as lots of things are involving the most popular sports league in America. Yeah. They're very particular.
Yeah. It didn't used to be this way. I mean, it's not quite like in Super Bowl I, the ref took a quarter out the midfield and flipped it. But it was a much more low-key affair when it started, the coin toss.
It didn't really become a formal, commercialized part of what is one of the biggest commercial events of the year until 1993 or 94, when the NFL basically asked another company that Highland Mint was working with to produce an official coin. I believe it was the 50th anniversary of the league, not the Super Bowl itself.
Which is, of course, this year. They also, by the way, Highland Mint does, you can buy a copy of this coin for $99, right?
Yeah, as soon as they know the participants, they start selling the coin. So they're ready to go, and if you want to purchase one, you can.
Let me ask you about the title of the piece. The Super Bowl coin toss has a dark secret. What's the dark secret? How bad can it be?
Highland Mint was purchased in 1993 using shares of another company, which was secretly run by a man named Irving Kott. Irving Kott is unknown to most people, but to securities regulators all over the world, he's notorious. Basically, the short version of it is, here's a man who spent 50 years running boiler rooms, selling worthless stock to people who lost a lot of money, who twice had assassination attempts on his life by the Canadian mob. And this is the company that was used to purchase the company that now makes the coin.
And the quote of the piece in this thing about Irving Kott is that, and it's an FBI guy, it says, without Irving Kott, The Wolf of Wall Street never gets made. So Jordan Belfort and that whole movie with Leo and that whole deal, I mean, this company goes sort of to the roots of that.
Yeah, one of the things that Irving Kott did after he helped his son purchase the Highland Mint was he was secretly running a brokerage in L.A. called J.B. Oxford. And Jordan Belfort, who wasn't a known name then, had just lost the company that was processing his trades. According to this FBI agent, who eventually served a 48-count indictment against Irving Kott, Kott was Belfort's savior. Without him, he never would have been able to introduce those toxic IPOs that made him famous. And according to that agent, without him, there would be no memoir, there would be no movie.
Caleb Hannon, his piece on the crazy backstory to the company that makes those NFL coins is in Bloomberg Businessweek. It's called "The Super Bowl Coin Toss Has a Dark Secret." Caleb, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Kai.